Buongiorno!
That's how you say it.
My name is Nat Alder.
My name is Max Friedman. I'm Gabriel Basile.
Basile, that's how you say it. You pronounced it wrong.
Nope. Definitely not.
Welcome to Hawk Talks, our news and entertainment podcast.
No longer news, just arts. But,
well,
you know,
I like to bring a little bit of news into everything.
Well,
you know,
okay.
Keeping things informative.
Art-related news. So, starting off, on October 11th, which is tomorrow,
Thursday,
to specify, the Alloy Orchestra will be performing live accompaniment to Nosferatu at the Englert. That is the latest in the Twilight series.
Nope, that's
wrong.
That's false.
No? Wow.
Nosferatu came like 8 years before that.
Oh, eight. Yeah, I think you slap a big zero at the end of that. That movie's from like the 1940s. But that should be cool if you're into orchestras and vampires.
40 plus 80 is not equal 2000.
Hey, man, you know, it's the journey.
Hey, it could be fun, though. I like the idea of having live music, like accompanying an oldie.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's
a talkie.
No, I think it's a silent movie. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. Wonder they should have done that with that movie, The Artist. I was really bored when
maybe
I watched
it. Maybe
I
fell asleep during it. Anyways.
Oof.
Continuing on, Juno Diaz is a novelist. She's coming to the Englert on Friday the 12th. To the Englert on Friday the 12th at 7:30. It's a free show.
It should be good. He's a good novelist. And Juno, sorry if you're listening that we got your sex wrong. We know you really cared that much. But to be fair, you shouldn't be named Juno if you don't want people to,
confuse your gender.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
That does have a T on the end. Awesome.
Yeah, do not what I'm talking about, right? No,
just stop.
It doesn't work as well.
Next. Keep going. The vice presidential debates are tomorrow night, Thursday night. On CNN, as well as, other news media outlets.
Commercial free.
Yep, commercial free. It's about foreign policy. So,
I'm interested.
I'm really looking forward to this one. We'll see how they do, because technically Romney won the last debate. We'll see how that plays out for this one.
They're both very different candidates, so it'd be interesting to see how they respond to a lot of the questions they get asked.
And I think that when they do debates, it's really more about they argue more about what people are saying about them than like what they actually believe for, like what they actually believe in. Like a lot of the time, they're just arguing like, oh, people say that I believe in this, but really I believe in this, and it's just a lot of that for an hour and a half. But no, it'll be interesting to see what they say. But moving on to our movies segment. We've got some good movies coming out this week.
Yeah, it's jam-packed.
First off is Argo, which is the new Ben Affleck-directed movie. He also stars in the movie. It is about a conflict that was going on behind the Iranian hostage crisis. How many years back?
It was in the 70s.
In the 70s. This is about, they actually managed to sneak out, six hostages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is just the story of getting them out of the country.
The way they did it in the movie, in real life, was they got a couple Hollywood executives and they convinced the Iranian government that they were going up to Iran to make a sci-fi movie, when in real life it was a fake movie and they were just extracting the hostages. So that's kind of a very interesting subject. I'd like to see how it is.
It's supposed to be cool.
Yeah.
I like Ben Affleck too. So.
Yeah. It's an Oscar front runner at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. So that's cool.
Up next is Sinister, which is a new horror flick. It's about seeing a weird guy in a mask in the side of all the photos.
That's a really good movie.
The lead actor is Ethan Hawke. He's coming back in the movies, I guess. It should be interesting. It looks like it's at the top of the barrel of crappy horror movies. Like, it looks like it has some promise.
Little bit. I mean, I heard some really actually surprisingly good reviews for it, but I don't know. I'm really, hard on horror movies because these days they just don't scare you anymore.
It's no Nosferatu.
No, it's no Nosferatu or Twilight, because those movies just scare me with how bad they are.
Right. Right.
Also coming out, which is a movie I'm extremely excited for, is Seven Psychopaths. It's from the director of the highly underrated and hilarious movie In Bruges, which everybody should seek out. But Seven Psychopaths is a movie about a screenwriter played by Colin Farrell, who hangs out with his two friends played by Sam Rockwell and Christopher Walken, and his two friends are into a dog napping scheme where they kidnap dogs and then return them to their owners and get the reward for it. And eventually they take Colin Farrell out for one of their, you know, jobs, and they kidnap a mobster's dog, and the mobster's played by Woody Harrelson. And from what I've heard, it's really good. It's really funny. So
looks good.
Yeah, I'm really stoked.
Yeah, then next up we've got The Perks of Being a Wallflower. That's coming into Iowa City this weekend. New movie based on the book. It's kind of like a indie sort of feel
yeah.
to it. It's got Emma Watson in it. And also, what's the name of the guy who's in? There's something we need to...
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, Ezra Miller. And the main guy is...
Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson. The guy who played Percy Jackson. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's got some like, new up-and-coming actors and actresses. It looks interesting. What's the actual plot?
It's about a kid who's a freshman in high school, and I think it's about fitting in. That's as far as I could tell from the trailer. But it's a movie that got really good reviews, which I didn't see coming. I mean, I heard the book was really great, but you know, with book adaptations, they're...
You never know. It's supposed to be like quirky and funny and all that good stuff,
yeah.
So make sure to check that one out. And finally, that's our new Gabe's Crappy Movie of the Week music, provided by Max Friedman.
I can do the triangle in the background for that one. Do it again.
Welcome to Gabe's Crappy Movie of the Week. You're still on my thunder here, guys. Anyway, here comes the boom. What is
there?
Good as
the boom.
There it is. Here comes the boom. Which is funny about it.
Just Kevin James. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is Kevin James, who plays a biology teacher, right?
Sure. I don't care.
Sure. Neither do I, but I just saw the trailer, so but he plays a teacher in a school, you know, he's middle-aged. And for some reason, the school has to cut all extracurricular activities, because that happens, right?
Sure.
Right? So then he is the guy, he's that guy, who decides to raise the money, and so then he starts boxing.
No, he becomes an ultimate fighter. It takes it a step further, it's not boxing.
Okay, it's mixed martial arts, it's an ultimate fighter.
MMA?
Yeah.
So.
Yep, yep.
Okay. So Kevin James, who else is in this movie?
Selma Hayek.
Why?
Yep.
I don't know.
You know, I don't really care, because I'm not going to see
just
it anyway.
Just watch the trailer and make, you know, make your own opinion. I'm sure it's great to take your kids to if your kids don't like good movies.
I think
if you're a kid's owner.
I think it would be half as good as if, like, Kevin James actually pulled a Raging Bull and, like, got into shape and, like, got all fit and muscular, but he just stayed fat.
Yeah, that's kind of the joke about
that,
the movie.
Like, come on.
So it's just like watching a fat guy get punched for an hour and a half?
I'm pretty sure.
Kind of, yeah.
That's got to be hilarious.
I just go on YouTube for that. I don't need to pay $9.
Just type that into the search bar. You get what you want.
Sorry, not $9 anymore. It's $9.50, guys.
$9.50.
So you know.
It's crazy.
That 50 cents. The rent is off.
Bad economy.
But yeah, so there. Make sure to check that out. Continuing on the theme of movies. That horrendous noise signals the segment where we talk about the movie that we saw this week that we really enjoyed. Matt and
and I saw Sleepwalk With Me last night at the Bijou, at the Bijou Theater.
Cinema.
At the Bijou Cinema, sorry. And giggly today. We really enjoyed it. Like, honestly,
it was very funny.
It has made me laugh more than any movie I've seen in quite a while.
What's the plot of it? Who's sleepwalking?
It's Mike Birbiglia, the comedian in real life, wrote and directed this movie, co-wrote and directed this movie about himself chronicling his life before he became a famous stand-up comedian.
Like, on his journey to become a famous comedian.
And it kind of just exposes the light of how tragic his life felt at the time. And it's like, it's a very human story, really down to earth, and it's really, really funny. Really
hilarious.
Well written.
So it's like a Louis movie.
Yeah,
it mixes his stand-up comedy in various places, like staged stand-up comedy in various places with, like, actual events in his life, and how, sort of in the end, he realized that to make true stand-up comedy, it has to come from your life.
Yeah.
And in your experiences, because that's, like, what you know the best. And
it has to come from your hardships.
From
I
your
think
heart,
is,
your
yeah.
hardships, and just, like, the things that actually happen to you in life. Not just making stupid jokes about the Cookie Monster and
yeah.
stuff like that. Like, it has to be real, and it's hilarious. It's only about an hour and a half,
yeah.
and it's gonna be gone from Bijou. Tomorrow night is the last showing. But as soon as you can get your hands on that, make sure to watch
yeah.
it. Cause
it's going to be on video on demand starting this week as well. So you'll be able to see it through, like, DirecTV or MediaCom. I don't know how that system works. So, but yeah, it's really great. And one thing I will say is, like, I think a lot of movies, like, can make it or break it with the first 5 minutes or opening scene. And I got to tell you, Sleepwalk With Me has one of the best opening scenes I think I've, like, ever seen. It's just so funny. Like, you guys gotta watch it. But to me, that was, like, the moment, like, only, like, a minute and a half in, I was like, this movie is hilarious. So, yeah.
And then going on to music, we've got only one album we're looking forward to this week, collectively, and that's Ben Gibbard's album. He is the lead singer, guitar player for Death Cab for Cutie. So if you like indie rock, singer-songwriter type stuff, make sure to check that out.
It's also part of the Postal Service, if you know
South
Great Heights.
Yeah, yeah. He says it's a lot different than Death Cab. It's more like, I don't know, it's different, but you should check it out. So that's all we have for this week. All
right. Thanks for watching, listening. Thanks.
They can
guys.
Watch, too. There's a nice little picture there.
Yeah.
The tiger paws.
I'm single, so...
We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks.
Bye.